Chasing Status and Time.
Love Chasing Status.
Yeah, on Radio 1. Right, I'm sitting down for the first time. I've decided to sit down.
It's a new day.
Yeah, because,
and a new chair.
We've got another show to do, because all we're doing is non-stop shows. And the watch shot's a bit weird, Will. Oh, because I've sat down. All right, well, we'll fix it in a minute. I know people are watching everything, so we'll fix it a bit. My shot's a bit weird, Will, just
say. Is it? Well, that's because the camera angles.
Because I've been up for almost 18 hours. That's why, I'm telling you. Davina McCall is here!
Yay!
Do you know what? I'll stand up.
Yay!
I'm going to stand up.
Yay!
No, you don't.
Oh, no, I'll sit down.
And also, the full Chris Moore Show team is here.
Yay! Hello, Dave.
Sam,
hello,
Chris.
Chris, I want to present you with something.
Oh, hello.
Mark outside just gave me these, and he said because you've been standing up all day...
Right.
...he wanted to give you these. They're your poles from Killy.
Are they? Are they really?
Are your poles. They got you up Kilimanjaro, so maybe they can help you stay upright.
I tell you, I've grown, haven't I?
They're only short, aren't they?
I'll just lean like this. There you go. How's that look?
I thought, wow, what a lovely piece of your history right there.
What an achievement.
What an achievement.
In pole form.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing, guys?
We're okay.
Woo! Do you know what? I'm starting to get a wee bit tired.
Yes.
I've got that tired feeling in my tummy, which I've been really, you know, regretting getting, if that makes sense. Yes?
So, I've just had dinner.
How was it for you?
It was really nice.
Where did you go? Somewhere nice?
Well, I just have to tell you, I went to this place called the Woolsey.
Oh.
And the Woolsey, there was Cherie Blair sat at the table.
Oh.
Yes, yes. And Jenny Eclair sat at another table. It's her birthday today.
Ah.
And she was there with her daughter and her husband.
Blair and Eclair.
Ooh. And Johnny Razorlight.
Burrell.
With an enormous moustache.
Really?
At another table. Anyway, it's very exciting. But I went with a friend of mine, and he... is sort of helps make people's lives brilliant, and he's called Michael Heppel. And I
Michael Heppel?
Heppel.
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 Heppel. Heppel.
Right.
So he's going to help me Heppel you. So basically, what happens?
We need all the Heppel we can get.
You need all the Heppel. Already, isn't it?
No, seriously, right? When I did the bike ride,
yes,
and it was really, really, really cold,
yes,
he gave me some tips on how to psychologically uncold myself.
Oh, I like that.
And he said that you must never use the word cold.
Right.
You must use the word warm, because
right,
psychologically, the word cold cools down your core temperature.
Yeah.
And it's very much the same with fatigue.
So if I say I'm feeling very, very warm, very, very awake at the moment.
No.
No.
Because that's not true.
Oh.
So what do we say?
What you have to do is you must now, from now on, you are going to eradicate the word tired from your vocabulary.
Right.
And you are going to zip other people up when they mention the word tired, because
right,
it just brings the whole thing down.
What about knackered?
No, Dave, you're missing thank you, Chris.
Right.
Missing the point there, Dave.
I'm there.
So, what we're going to say is I could do with being more awake.
I could do with being more awake.
With being more awake.
Right, is this working? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
So if a guest walks in and says, so Chris, are you tired?
No, I could do with being more awake.
You go, zip it, guest.
Zip it.
Wow. Were you not listening at midnight when Davina gave us...
How long was your
dinner? What kind of a friend of the show are you? Were you not up at 12:30?
How long was your dinner with him, Davina? How long were you with this Heppel man?
2.5 hours.
So does it, when you go, I quite fancy the steak, and he goes, no, you don't.
Mm.
You're going to have the soup and go, this tastes like steak.
Look into my eyes.
And it's cheaper than the steak. Oh, okay. Nice. Davina has kindly said, she rang me the other week and she said, right, I will come in and do a show with you at the worst possible time. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the middle of the night. You tell me when you want me. And I said, I always want you. She goes, pack it in. And I went, well, how about midnight? She goes, I am there. I will come in at midnight and be with you. So that's very, very, very nice of you.
It's an honour.
And you brought
part of this. This is amazing.
Treats as well, and presents, and food, and flowers, and all sorts of things.
And I've got one request: that at some point, can we hear the uplifting music?
Which one?
From the end of the show. At 10 o'clock, that you play at 10 o'clock.
Well, no, that makes everyone tired.
Oh, does it?
No, we can play that anytime.
It makes me really happy.
What, the closing music?
I thought you meant the bass cannon or whatever that we had on with Mr. Jam.
And also, can Sam please sing Good Girl by Alexis Jordan? Because we've heard Happiness, and now we just need...
Unfortunately, I don't know the words to new ones.
We'll find them.
Yes, you do.
We've got 30 hours to find them.
So here's what we're going to do now. Right, first of all, before I forget, can someone print off loads of text messages? Because I did say at the end of Nick's show, if you're still with us, if you're still watching, text in. And if people are still watching, can you text in? Start your text with still with you or something like that, and we'll say hello to you, okay? Right?
We can even open the phone lines at some point if you want.
I think we should, because now we get to do... We've done shows with everyone all day, and now we get to do the Chris Moyles show with Davina for 2 hours.
Yay!
Dominic Byrne is back.
Hello!
Yay.
Tina is back.
Yay.
Now, bearing in mind, it's midnight, and we're Tina and Dom and everyone, they have to be back on the air at 6.30 in the morning. Now, obviously, Dave and I are machines now. We're used to this.
Are you here for keeps now? Are you here... till the morning?
No, we're going to go back and get a few hours sleep.
Right, okay. That's nice. Yeah.
But that's also quite good because your refreshed energy will come in and give you a
and
good old boost.
And awaken the others,
I want to be more awake.
Yes.
Does that work with everything? I want to be thinner. I want to have a bigger piece of cake.
Pizza.
I was going to say penis, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Pizza,
you don't want to get them mixed up, do you?
No, you don't. Who's hungry?
I'm not hungry. Right. I've just eaten.
So if you're still... easy, Alan.
Alan's starving.
If you're still with us, if you're still watching, if you're still listening, send us a text saying still with you. And if you're listening only, just say on the radio. And if you're watching, just say still with you on the telly or on the website or whatever.
Can I say hello to everybody on Twitter? Because Twitter is absolutely going mad.
Really?
And everybody's watching you on the TV. Once you start watching on the red button, you literally can't stop. We were all late for school this morning because we just wanted to stay.
Our Twitter's been a bit sort of temperamental today, so we're not really fully aware of what's going on.
That's because you've crashed it.
It's relentless tweeting.
Our friend Tim Rupdog is still up. And my friend Jody said, who, by the way, started watching this morning. He sent a message saying, I can't stop watching. Who knew that radio would be such great TV? And so many people had sent me texts that I've got like 60 texts on my mobile today. And I've replied to about 4 because I just, it's so non-stop.
It's too much.
I've written 2 Twitter messages because I just haven't got the time to kind of like have 5 minutes. Because if I do have 5 minutes, it's a break.
Yes.
And I'm like, so if everyone's texting me personally, then thanks and all that. And it's nice to have so many people tuning in.
And you know, it's quite buzzy out there.
Is it?
Yeah, there's quite a little thing happening out there.
Yeah,
lots
look,
of people.
Look who's you there. Know, there's so many people.
Emma bought the flowers.
Emma Freud.
Scarlett made these amazing fairy cakes. I don't know if you can see them.
Where's Scarlett?
It says, keep
Hi,
going.
Scarlett.
That's Emma's beautiful daughter.
Give over. I thought you two were sisters.
And don't flirt.
Oh,
don't,
you're so smooth, aren't
with
you?
With who?
Don't flirt with Scarlett. You can flirt with Emma.
Oh, yeah. Everyone can flirt with Emma. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that way,
would just
but of course.
Be nice.
No,
be,
I am being
be,
nice.
Be appropriate.
I love Emma.
Come on.
Emma is lovely.
Emma Freud is lovely. And by the way,
she came
used to be
a
Radio 1 DJ.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
She can come and do a couple of hours. Right. You can turn around and wave at the camera, Emma, behind you.
Look, they can see you.
There she is. There's lovely Emma.
There's Emma.
There she is. There's Emma Freud. Look at her. And there's Sophie from Comic Relief. There.
I should also say...
Mark's in there as well.
Someone from Guinness is in. Gaz.
Yeah.
Gaz?
What, Gaz Guinness?
Gaz Guinness is here.
Hey, up, Gaz Guinness.
Hey.
How do the lads? Yeah, very nice. And there's him on the camera. Turn around. Get there. He is.
Can we be nice to Gaz? Because Gaz is here to adjudicate and decide whether your last 8 hours was worth it.
If he says that we've failed, can I go to bed?
We won't tell you till the end.
Gaz, I will pay you so much money. Just say, sorry, I think Chris fell asleep there. It's all over.
You know the Guinness Book of Records?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It is. You're right, Davina.
It's a seriously great read.
Yeah.
When was the last time you actually read it?
I read it religiously every night before I go to bed.
We get it every year, and there's always lots of new records in there.
Well, hopefully there might be another new one soon, Davina McCall.
Let's not get carried away. No, we can do it.
Do you want some highs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Chris and Dave. Still with you. Been making cakes to sell for Comic Relief whilst watching. I love it. You're doing a top job. Keep going, says Liz in Leicester with 2 kisses.
Nice.
Loving the late night Chris Moore show with Davina. Davina, can you stay till Friday morning, says Tom in Manchester. Maybe. Still with you, Chris and Dave. Watching on the red button, you're doing great. Christopher in Ashford.
Hello. Hello, Christopher.
Been listening all day. Keep up the good work. Chris and Dave, you're doing a fantastically well job, says Sophie in Birmingham. And hi, it's Evie and Jess. We're all with you all the way. Big celebrations here as Jess has just got engaged. Yay!
Oh, that's nice.
To Toby,
lovely.
I think.
Can I jump in and say, if you want to call, I'm going to run out there now. Jack's out there too, so we'll take some calls. 03700 100 100.
What's that number?
03700 100 100.
Thank you. All right.
Do you know, I remember when Allard didn't know what he was doing. Do you remember, like, a long time ago? Yeah.
It was about quarter to 12.
Yeah. And you were all nervous. And now look at you, all professional. And if Chris goes, what was that? You don't go, oh, what? He used to do
that. He's good, isn't he? He's got way better.
Allard's brilliant.
He still does sometimes go, what? What?
And the surgery's so good.
It is good.
Anyway, I just love everything right now.
You're in love with Allard. You're in love with Allard.
You're a bit jealous.
No. You can have him, quite frankly. What else does? So, let's play a song, because we also need to ask for more money on our COVID relief number, which is on the screen. They keep flashing that up, but I didn't say it on the radio. And we're going to take some phone calls. Because this is a new show for us. We've never been on at midnight before, so we can kind of do anything.
Late night callers.
Yeah. Anything we want.
Midnight caller. We've always wanted to be a midnight caller.
We're not allowed to be rude, though, are we?
Yeah, we can't say bad words, can we?
Is there a water shed?
Big Brother's Big Mouth, Davina, all right? You know what you're like on that? Filth, Davina.
I was quite bad, wasn't I?
What? It was shocking. It was like watching an attractive chubby brown. No offence, chums, if you're listening. Yeah. Anyway, so keep your text messages coming in. Thank you very much. Let's play a music, some music, shall we? Come on. Oh, where's the singing? Hang on. Here we
go. I'm not yawning.
Don't yawn.
I'm not tired. BBC
Radio 1. Snoop Dogg. 25 past 12.
It's Snoop Dogg. No. Can you be my...
Thank you very much, everybody who's still with us. You know what I just said? Text in if you're still with us. We've just got thousands of texts coming in.
It's like,
there's a good chance we could be the most watched TV show in Britain tonight, even though we're on the red button. It really is.
That would be so good.
Apologies, therefore, if you have text in and we don't manage to read out your name.
Right. I'll read some out now. Let me just get... Hang on, where are the jingles for this hour, by the way, Sam? Chris 7?
Chris 7.
All right, Chris 7 will be imaging, will be hour. Oh, my God, really? Okay, so that's going to go there, and that's going to go there. Okay, good. Hi.
I love that.
I'm still with you and been watching since the start, says Gary from Manchester. Even though I have school tomorrow, I'm still with you, says Dan in Belfast and Ben in Kent. Careful, Chris. Carl in Surbiton, Ellie in London. Still listening on the radio, just can't turn off, says Ellie London, which is nice. Still with you on the telly, would Davina mind keeping me awake tomorrow morning at work, says Carl in Chesterfield. You mucky man.
Yeah, I reckon.
Not a chance. Lee is watching the red button, is going to be with us till the end. Still with you on the website, first time in 20 years. I left the telly off and spent a whole night listening to the radio.
Isn't
says Greedo
that brilliant?
In London.
Yeah. And I think lots and lots of people down the country will have done that.
I think they have, and that's a tremendous commitment.
I'll tell you, I don't know how long I'm going to last.
No, I've got to be honest.
Positive
thoughts.
Listen, no,
positive,
I will go as much as I can, Malsy. As you know, Davina, but I... It's when people keep saying, oh, how many hours you've got left now?
Yeah,
I can't think about it.
And you mustn't say anybody's looking tired. We mustn't say anybody's...
I'd like to be more awake.
No, you are. Right? Yes. Thanks. Well done. Very
I'd
good.
Like to be more awake.
You've been heppled.
Is that bored man Dominic? Slapheads at midnight. Says Paul in Sleepy Halifax. There he is in the back
of
the studio.
Can I tell you something about bald men? Have I said this before?
No.
It's because they've got a much higher level of testosterone, which makes them really manly.
Ah. Yeah. Is that because they're more fertile?
Yes, that's true.
It certainly is.
How is that husband of yours? Still got a full head of hair?
Yeah, do you know what? We went out for dinner and we both went back to the hotel.
All right, here we go.
And he said...
hang on, let me get myself ready for this
story. Is this late night love?
All right.
He said...
Yeah.
And I said... I'm going to go on the radio in 10 minutes. I've got to leave. And
10 minutes,
and then
minutes
he went,
is fine.
I'm going to call my mate, go out on the razzle dazzle. So he's gone out on the razzle dazzle. Brilliant.
Instead of you
meeting back at the hotel.
Hang on, you went back to the hotel to do the ibbity jibbity.
Well, we didn't do the ibbity jibbity jibbity.
Right.
Because we had 10 minutes and I thought,
hello?
I don't know if I want to go back. Ibbity jibbity jibbity.
That's loads of time.
I like the
just
fact.
Me?
I like. I like. Sorry. I like the
but
fact
then,
that he's
I'd
got
like
option.
To have a bath, or you know, nice.
So he's like, come on, what?
Nice
I love.
And clean and
I love fair. The love the idea of Davina's fella going. Hey, we just got back.
And
to
then
the
he
hotel.
Went. All right, I'll go out then. See ya.
So, option A or B is good though, isn't it?
Why don't you?
Everyone's
me?
A winner.
Why
it's
don't?
Not tomorrow morning. We're staying in a hotel.
Am I here? Can people hear me? Sorry. Am I here? Shall I just leave you two to it? Where are you going, Davina? Davina, where are you going? Oh, Davina, don't.
Yeah.
Are you deciding you want it now?
Davina's
really? Hi. Oh,
it's a big hug.
Don't hug me. I might not let go. Only because I'm going to fall asleep.
Don't fall asleep.
Hi. Thanks. I love you too.
You're doing brilliantly.
I know. And guess what, Davina?
What?
Go and sit in your chair because I've got some exciting news.
Okay.
We haven't played this jingle yet. So we're going to play it now. You ready?
Okay.
For everybody watching and everyone listening who's still with us, this is quite good.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave for comic relief. Hour 19.
Hour 19.
Wow.
We've been on the radio for 18 hours.
Whoop, whoop.
And we're into hour 19. And I can remember when we played hour 1 at 6:30, now technically yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Which is very weird. Anyway, so here's what we'd like you to do. I keep asking you, but this is what it's all about. We'd like you to go help us and give us some money for Comet Relief. So if you want to support me and Dave and Davina for the next couple of hours, text the word Chris to 70011. That's the word Chris to 70011. It's on your screen now. You can donate. Text Chris to 70011. Chris, 70011. Chris.
70011.
Thank you, Davina. And that's going to cost you £1 plus your standard network message charge. The whole pound goes to Comet Relief. Got to be 16 or over. Always ask the bill pays permission. Full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate online, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. There are thousands of people listening now. If everyone picked the phone up and sent one text, will cost you £1. If everybody who's watching and listening now did it, that would be a chunk of money.
Yeah.
And it'd be a huge amount. So text the word Chris to 70011. That's Chris to 70011. Davina.
I had an idea
that
maybe you could tell us a little story about something that happened to you in Africa. When you did you do a story about the malaria?
The malaria?
Malaria. What? Or anything that maybe you could tell a story.
What, a sad story?
Went, yeah. Oh, not really? A sad story, but something where the money could go to. Your film that they showed last year really moved me.
It was very sad.
Mm-mm.
I can't think about that now because it's very sad.
Okay, well, in a minute or later on.
Why can't you just say if we get to like 350 grand, you'll flash?
I could do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Or how about this?
Top or bottom?
If we get to a...
Do you know what, either?
I'd recommend bottom because top's really not happening anymore.
Oh, no, don't be like that. Well, I'll be the judge of that, Davina. Let's take some phone calls, right?
Yeah.
See pretty much
there,
everything,
yeah.
Right? Right, we've never done this before, so we can take some phone calls. We can pretty much do what we like. Morning, Dan, or evening.
Morning, evening.
Hi,
morning.
Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm at Oxford, sitting in my living room at the moment.
You sound like you've been with us for the whole show.
I have been.
Have you?
Yay!
I'm going to be there till the end.
Really?
You really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Dan, you're out of your mind, son, let me tell you.
Are you a student, Dan?
No, I'm in the Royal Air Force.
How are you?
Yay!
Oh, man, you've got, like, a proper job. That's a good job. What do you do in the... Oh, pipe down. What do you do in the Air Force, Dan?
I'm a logistics mover.
Oh, I was... That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did, yeah. When I was... a couple of years ago, when I was younger, I used to do the... Like you were
logistics.
About to say, to move the logistics.
Yeah,
that's right.
From one place to the other.
Brilliant.
So, are you on the sofa now?
I am, yeah.
Watching the telly?
I am watching the telly.
Oh, God, love it. You sound a little bit tired. Are you going to be all right?
I've got my Pro Plus and my coffee with me and my Lucozade, so what can go wrong?
Shall we wave at you, Dan?
I can see Davina.
There's Davina waving. There's Dave waving.
It's a bit like a rubbish version of Babe Station, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Dan wouldn't know that. He doesn't know what it is, do you, Dan?
No, hi, Dan. I'm pretty ashamed that I can't flip through the channels with the red button.
Yeah, thank God for that. Well, yeah, maybe Alan will show you a little bit of flesh. But listen, Dan, thanks for staying with us, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much. You're doing a good job.
Cheers, brother.
Bye, Dan.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
That one?
All
right. Hi, Nicola.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you, Nicola?
I am from Dumfries, and I am in my bedroom at the moment.
Wow.
Been listening to you all day.
Really?
I've taken 2 days off work just especially for you guys.
Have you?
You're doing such an amazing job.
Thank you, Nicola.
Have you really done that? Honestly?
I have really, yeah.
You're out of your mind. Why would you do that?
Because
I'm such a big fan. I really am. No. You are doing such an amazing thing. I've sent a text like 10 times already.
Oh, God love you. Thank you. Hey, do you know what you've done by doing that? You just saved some lives. That's what you've done.
Oh, it really does make me feel good. I am just, you're doing such an amazing thing. It's brilliant.
What time do you reckon you're going to get some sleep?
Well, I'm wanting to stay through the Davina thing because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stay as late as I can.
Oh.
But I'm going to see how I get on. But I want to try and stay up for you guys because you're doing such a great thing. So please keep it up because you are doing such an amazing thing for so many people.
Nicola,
so
thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you, Nicola.
You know what you can do? You could do like all the Big Brother freaky fans do, which is you only sleep when the housemates sleep and you can only rest when me and Dave rest.
That sounds like a plan. I think I will do that just for you guys, and I'll send a few more texts as well.
Well, we're allowed a 5-minute break every 60 minutes, and we've been on for 18 hours.
So 18 times.
And so that's 18 5-minute breaks we're allowed, which comes to a total of, Dave.
I don't know. If it was,
it's an hour and a half.
Well, if it was 12.
What was that, Nicola?
It's an hour and a half.
There you go. It's an hour and a half.
There you go. That's what I was going to say.
So
that's
think
quite nice.
I think because we've done really well with that. I'm gonna push on through to 2 o'clock.
It'd be quite funny if you okay, bye, Davina.
Yeah, you're on your own, love. We could. We are allowed.
No.
It's in the rules.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think me and Dave made an agreement that one of us will always be on. So if let's say Dave, because I think you should go for a break before me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because at the moment, I'm thinking that
you're not
that
allowed to go together.
Do you know what, Nicola? Do you know what happened? I was absolutely fine, and then the last hour of Grimmy's show freaked me out a little bit because it was just a little. Did he see that? It was just very surreal.
Yeah.
So we had Lily Allen in. God knows what she was talking about. And then when we had Kelly Osbourne on the phone, who's in bed with the flu in her house in Los Angeles.
Odd, wasn't it? Talking to her dog, Sid.
And I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on.
But also, it was quite Grimmy music, which is great.
Right.
But when you're feeling a bit tired,
and
the late night DJs start playing the late night style of music, it's very hard.
God knows what he was playing, Davina.
You're used to breakfast and energy.
Yeah. It's all right for these.
I'm like Cheryl Cole and CeeLo Green. I'm not used to whatever the crap that was
people
playing.
People like Grimmy doesn't get up till lunchtime, so it's all right for him, isn't it?
But anyway, so here's the thing. So I felt all right, and then Dave felt like a tiny bit tired, and I'm like, yeah, I'm all right, you know. And we seem to have kind of completely reversed.
I'm all right
swapped.
Now.
However, Dave seems to have perked up, honestly, since he brushed his teeth.
Yeah, it worked. It did
but
work.
I think a shower, brushing your teeth, anything where those are the things that you do when you wake up, are things that will help you feel refreshed.
I'm still in my jeans. I'm wearing my slippers, so I'm still in my jeans. I've changed
today?
Yeah. But I've changed my pants and my socks. And I had a shower earlier, at 5:45. And
have
I'm going to put on
Dave?
My...
not yet. I'm saving that as a sort of middle of the night treat.
Okay.
I'm going to put on my snooze suit trousers that I got from the aeroplane. So I'm going to wear those.
Oh, those are great.
During the night. Yeah, and I've got the socks. So I'm going to wear those.
I'm going to get out of my jeans soon.
Hello! That's worth a pound! Release the beast! Sorry.
No, I was going to say I'm going to put my leisure bottoms on.
No, okay. And that's quite nice because that means in the morning when it gets to the sort of 6:30 and the show... Then you
get
can
dressed
put your
again.
Yes.
Oh, that's a
for
good
a new
idea.
Day, you can sort of start the day and go, nice. Right, okay, fresh
like
new
that.
Day.
Nicola, thanks for your support. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'll be listening to you all the way through. Don't you worry.
Well done,
God
Nicola.
Love you.
Thanks, Nicola.
No
problem.
Bye. Oh, wasn't she nice?
I can't
really
believe
nice.
The amount of people who are still up. Because every time I say on a text, hey, if you're still with us, send us a text. It's thousands of people.
I know.
And with so much love and goodwill for you. Oh, I was with Graham Norton today when we were rehearsing.
Blimey, really?
Yes.
How was that?
And it was really, really lovely to see him. And he sends you huge, great, big love.
Oh.
And he was actually very worried about you and about this challenge because it is enormous, this challenge.
Yeah. I'm starting to realise that right now.
Yeah. It's
I
very,
told
very
you, didn't I?
But you're banking time. You'll be able to have a little snooze. You'll feel much, much better after that.
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep you going for the next hour and a half.
Do you know what we did earlier? We did the live continuity trail on BBC One television. Do you know about this?
Mm.
So It was really simple. We're finishing one show with Mr. Jam, which was simulcast on Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra.
Extra, yeah.
Then Radio 1 Extra was going to go off, yeah. But we were going to still be on Radio 1. Then Jimmy Carr and Vernon were coming in, and then we had to do a live link on the telly. And we had to do it exactly like, what is it, 8:59 and yeah. 29 seconds. So in my headphones, all I got was this. Counting down, Chris, in 10, 9. Meanwhile, I've got Jimmy Carr talking, going, are we on? When are we going on? When are we going on? And then I was told it had to be 20 seconds exactly and introduce MasterChef. So I've gone, blah, 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 MasterChef. Yay, we did it. However, they kept us on for about 5 more seconds, apparently.
Oh, did they?
I heard the word brilliant. Boom.
Right?
Really?
So, I haven't heard this yet. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, go on.
So anybody who was watching television who has no idea what we were doing would be sitting
goodness.
There going, yeah. Come on, lovey, MasterChef, son. You know you like it. I'm bloody coming. And then they'd be sitting down on the sofa and then they'd see this.
Come join us.
The radio either, but telly's proper.
Hello, viewers. My name is Chris Moyles. This is my very good friend, Mr. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
This is Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Hi.
And together with Vernon Kay, we are on BBC Radio 1 and the BBC Red Button, broadcasting for as long as we can for comic relief. So if you want to watch the fun, press your red button right now and see us all live in the studio on Radio 1, or just sit back, keep watching MasterChef.
Brilliant. 14,000 still going strong. Good luck, guys. But here, time to veg out.
Wow, and then we have the continuity.
Oh, no. This is me going, is that the real thing? Or was that a rehearsal?
Have we got the job?
I don't think so.
Play. Strong, good luck, guys. But here, time to veg out on BBC One and in the high desk.
Now, hang on.
How embarrassing.
How come I've been on the radio for like 17 hours, yet I hit it to the second, 20 seconds, yet everyone else has left the faders up, yeah. No one knows what's
but
going on.
But that wasn't our fault, was
no.
it?
No!
Because yeah, it wasn't.
When we were talking after the allocated time.
My favourite bit. Oh, look at you both. I love you both. You're like such professionals. You're like, you hate mistakes, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I do.
Hate mistakes.
We timed it, everything. We had an auto cue running
but
underneath.
But that wasn't your fault.
It wasn't
someone
our fault.
Someone else's head is
I'm going to blame Dominic Byrne.
It's not.
There you go. It
all
is
that
midnight
testosterone, you know.
43. What?
It's all that testosterone.
Yeah, in Dominic, there's loads of it. Right, it's 12:43. Dominoes! Dominoes! Nikki, someone else say that works.
Minaj. Minaj.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to say something wrong.
Yeah.
And Girls Fall Like Dominoes, you know it. And before that was, of course, The Kings of Leon and The Immortals.
Love
on
that.
BBC Radio 1. It's cold outside. It's been out for a little bit of fresh air.
It's been
quite
cold
chilly.
All day, actually.
Yeah, it's the weather that's normally associated with it being, I don't know, 10 to 1 in the morning. Oh, guess what? There you are. Davina's here, though. Davina McCall.
Yay!
Hi! And,
oh, do you know what we can do, actually, now that Davina is here?
What?
Do you know she gets giddy when we do this?
Oh.
Good morning, Davina McCall.
There you are.
Because is morning and you're Davina.
Dominic Byrne is here.
Hello.
Tina's here.
Hello.
So they did the show with us this morning. Then they went off and did their stuff, you know.
Their live stuff.
Oh, my stuff was just watching you lot all day.
Bless you. And then they had a little kip and then they come back in again. And they're going to do till 2, then go and have another little sleep and be back for 6 for the 6:30 show.
Yes.
You guys and you, because obviously Holly, Tilly and Chester have seen you, Morsi.
Hi.
But Holly and Tilly and Chester were really excited about seeing you guys. Which one? Which one's Dominic? Is that? Oh my gosh, that's Dominic! Really excited this morning. Is that Tina? Nice. They were like, "Oh, Tina's so pretty."
Aww.
I was like, "Yeah, she's
that's really sweet."
Yeah, very sweet.
How was your sleep earlier?
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. The idea was that I would have 2 or 3 hours sleep at home.
Yeah.
I put on the red button.
Yeah.
And I was going to watch about. I said to myself, recently 10, 15 minutes. Something like that. I watched you for 2.5 hours.
Did you?
Really?
I watched
so
the
addictive.
End of Greg going into Scott and then came into town. I'm in a hotel tonight.
Right.
I've again was going to have a sleep. I had about 1/2 hour sleep in the hotel and then put the red button on again for about 1 hour and
in
10.
The hotel so you can watch?
Yes. Do you know what? Good. Genuinely, because you don't know... Because you don't know that side of it for what everyone else is watching and stuff. It's so watchable.
It is.
Not just because I work on the show, just generally everybody is saying.
Do you know what? I've been trying to sell our radio show onto TV for a decade and I've always been told, you know, I just don't know how interesting it is
it's
to watch you.
It's so interesting.
So do you know what?
As and well, especially, really work. Sorry,
can no, as well as Saving Africa, then this also might secure like a
who's
telly deal.
Who's your man at BBC Three?
Zai Bennett.
Right, Zai.
Yeah.
Get us signed up. We'll do a double contract.
Sinus-Zai.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Sinus. What?
It sounds like a sort of illness. No.
Sinus-Zai.
Sinus-Zai.
Yeah. It's like a nasal spray.
So have you slept much, Tina?
I had 3 hours. So I went home between 11 and 3, watched you on the red button, slept, woke up, and I've been watching you since. Wow. I came in here.
Everyone is saying it's like...
I've got you on in every room.
Scarily. 15,000 people are watching on the website now at 10 to 1 in the morning.
Ridiculous.
Yay! Well done, guys.
Davina's so jolly.
That's amazing. It's 10 to 1.
You are the best person we could have asked for this time of day, stroke night.
And also, I can't believe the amount of money that people are giving as well.
Oh, I know. That's brilliant, isn't it?
That's really incredible, I think.
Especially the fact that the money has been going up so significantly all the way through the night as well, which is really... blow me away. I could understand it, you know, on in the first thing in the morning and you know, the big shows in the day, but
I think also it's now with people that have been up with you since 6:30, it's now that people are feeling it themselves and thinking, actually, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant what these guys are doing. And I think now there's a real feeling of the sort of nation rallying behind you.
Yeah, but with that is an awful lot of responsibility upon our shoulders. If it does turn into a big fat fail,
which you should you should use.
We're so
that
positive, aren't we?
Well, no, I think we're realistic.
No, I don't think you should be. I think you should be positive and positive and only positive.
Do you know what? Do you know what's positive?
What?
Right. This time tomorrow, we'll be on the final stretch.
Yes.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Okay. That's great.
But that's 24 hours away.
Yeah, but do you know
don't
what?
Look at it like that.
Stop. Stop with your negative thinking, man.
You
wash your mouth out with some water.
Don't say you're cold. Say you're warm. By the way, can you see what I'm doing while I'm getting the link?
You're having a strawberry milkshake?
No, it's a protein shake.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So I'm having a protein shake.
Are you going to look like those blokes on the cover of Men's Health magazine?
Yes.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, yes,
by 6:30, Davina.
That's exactly what I'm going to look like. Right, let's talk to some people on the phone. A load of people on the phone. They're ringing up, which is nice. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi,
Charlotte.
Hi, everyone.
Are you right?
Hello.
Yeah, fine, thank you. You're doing amazingly. Keep on going.
Thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in my bed watching the website.
Oh, bless you. How long have you watched for, do you reckon?
Well, I'm only 16, so I was at school. So I woke up this morning at 6 and listened, and then as soon as I got home from school.
God love you.
Brilliant.
How was school today? Boring?
It was a bit boring. It was okay.
And are you at school tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. What time are you going to be in?
8.
You should get yourself to sleep.
Yes, Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep in a couple of minutes, but I was just hoping that I'd be able to get on the radio.
I bet you don't, Charlotte. I bet you stay watching for a little bit longer.
Well, it is quite addictive.
Well, it really is, isn't it?
Would you like an interactive wave?
Okay.
Okay, right, you ready? 3, 2, 1. Hi, Charlotte.
There you go.
Hi. I'm waving back.
Hi. And if you want a wave, you should ring up too. 03 700 100 100. And we'll wave at you.
Yeah. Thanks for staying with us, Charlotte. Have a good sleep when you finally get to sleep.
Keep on going. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, James and Lincoln, hello.
Hey,
James.
Hello. How are you? You're all right?
Yeah, I was telling Alan, like, at college today, we made masks of Chris's face, and we wore it.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, because you're on air for ages. And also, I rang up, and I was trying a phone for ages. I said, if I got through, like, me and some of my friends have made a pact, we're going to donate £5 each.
Yay!
God love you.
Thank you.
That's a mosquito net. That will save lives.
Well, seriously, that saves lives, man. Well done.
And it was misty, and so some of the masks got wet as well today, so Chris's face was damp on my face.
Oh, well, thank you. Lovely. What an added bonus that must have been for you.
Yin and Yang.
Who are they? Are they mates?
Yes, they
right,
are.
Okay. Those two were dry, though.
Yeah,
James, what are you doing today? You back at college?
No, I've got to go to bed. I already said, like, I would go to bed, but then I thought I'd phone up, and my mum was like, well, if you might get on air, then, okay, you can stay a bit longer. And it's like, I can't stop watching, because it's... ridiculous.
Is it? Is it it's partly addictive. Because Dave and I are very handsome?
Well, it's bizarre. I think that Dave's looking a bit tired, maybe, but Chris, you're looking
like Sprite, like awake, like Sprite.
No, 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 no.
Dave,
look,
can
look,
I say
look how awake I look.
I'm not actually by my TV now. I've come out of the back of the house to the toilet.
Oh.
Oh.
You have a toilet outside?
No.
Wait, what did you do, in the 1940s?
Yeah. We should be giving money to you.
Yeah. Let's buy this guy a toilet. For he's crapping outside in the garden.
No, we've got like...
His mum's probably standing behind him going, what are you talking about?
We've got loads of toilets. No, we're lucky. We've got lots of toilets.
I tell the neighbours we have a toilet inside the house. Don't give the truth away.
there's a toilet inside the house at the back of the
All right, don't keep going on about the toilet. Right, okay. James, thank you. Get to bed, James, and thank you for your support.
I love you.
Bye, James.
Fond of you too.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Dave has got an amazing camera angle. He's got the best camera angle out of everything.
Do you think?
Because actually, as a woman, when you get to a certain age, you definitely don't want to be looking like this because it all starts hanging down.
Right.
You want everything to be like this.
God, I must be a woman of a certain age.
So
then.
Dave has Hi. Got this shot where he looks.
It's
look
flattering,
at that.
Isn't it?
Perfect.
So should I lower
Perfect.
Myself down? Then,
yes.
My camera angle.
Yes. Look up to the. Oh, look at that! Look at that! I'm not joking. That's amazing.
Do you want to know something silly, Davina?
Yes.
Is that earlier on today the camera for me was over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And for about 20 minutes, I was still waving at a camera that wasn't even there because they
it
moved
away.
It. Nobody told me. And I was there doing this. Waving at a pole.
It doesn't take much to confuse you.
No, not really.
Do you want to do one more phone call?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Rob. Oh, hang on. Yeah, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm also trans.
The what?
Hi, Rob.
You're what, Rob?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right.
I can hear you.
We're talking to you, Rob.
Pardon?
He said he's awesome. He said he's awesome.
Awesome. Oh, good, Rob.
Okay, fine. Where are you, Rob?
Leeds.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains
That's
it
fine.
All.
Okay.
What are you? Are you a student in Leeds?
I am indeed.
Where are you from originally?
Bali.
Oh, you're right. You're a proper Leeds lad.
Yeah, a proper Leeds lad.
Oh, good
lucky
lad.
Road.
All right. Have you been enjoying the ridiculous broadcast?
Yeah, I've been watching since 25 to 7 this morning.
Yay!
What was wrong with the first 5 minutes?
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
It was a lack of commitment.
Come on.
The what?
He was making
a brew. Yeah. Are you, who's having a brew? You're having a brew?
No, he was making a brew this morning.
Oh,
that's
I
why
see,
I missed the first
I
5 minutes.
Right. Hey, I've done really well today. I've had 3 cups of tea. That's all I've
that's
had.
Great.
Normally, I would have like 3 cups of tea before 7.
Yeah.
But I'm not having as much caffeine so that when I do need it, it has more of an effect.
Yeah.
Are you drinking lots of water?
I've had 2 bottles of water and I'm on my protein shakes.
And have you eaten food?
Yes.
Yeah, I had some pad thai noodles.
Oh, nice.
Some sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I start the day with a sausage baguette as a
nice,
treat.
Nice.
And if you want the truth, I've had a few Jaffa cakes.
But you know what? You're on your feet all day. That's
I am.
Quite,
I can't
that's
sit down.
Something.
Well, I tried to sit down for the start of the show at midnight for this show, and Will comes to my ear and goes, it's a really bad camera angle when you sit down. So I went, well,
I bet it's not, because then you look up.
But then no one's bothered to come and go, Chris, we moved the camera so you can sit down. So I'm still on my feet, and I've been on my feet
can
for
I say something?
18 and a half
quite
hours.
Quite nice having you on your feet, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked me when I was sat down. I don't know what that means.
Oh, this sounds
Rob,
horrible.
Is that rude?
Rob, yeah, probably. What time are you going to bed?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Just after Davina goes.
Oh, okay. Davina's staying all night.
Cool. can I ask a question for Davina? Why does she put her hand up all the time?
Like that?
No, like that.
No, like you at school.
Do you know? Yes, because we're on the radio and I know that Chris is talking, then sometimes if Dave wants to talk, and I sometimes think I don't want to talk when people are still talking about something important or they might be going into a please could you donate some money now, and I don't want me to go, oh, guess what? Let's talk about me. So I think, choose my moment. So then I think I'll put my hand up and when Chris is ready, he'll come to me.
Hmm.
Yes, McCall? Did you think she was wanting to go to the toilet?
Oh yeah, I thought she was like, I'll go asking if she could.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks then, Rob. I don't know, didn't want him to finish yet.
It's late, isn't it?
I was a little bit worried.
Bye, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, yeah. We'll do more phone calls later, and that'll be fine. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's asking if she could. Bye.
Well, I didn't know where he was going.
No,
with it.
I don't think any of us did it. None of us were sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's do this again.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave for
Hello.
Comic Relief. With Davina McCall. Hour 19.
Hour 19. Right, so this is all about raising money for Comic Relief, and we have raised an amazing amount of money so far. We got another total to come, by the way.
No, nothing now.
Not until 6:30.
Until 6:30.
Blimey, okay.
All right, so if you want to give us some money, here's what you do. Get your phone out now. Text the word Chris to 70011. And that pound that it costs you will go to Comet Relief. It'll cost you a pound plus your standard network message charge. You're going to be 16 or over. Ask the bill payer's permission for more details.
Do you want me to read this?
No, I don't need to.
I
don't need to look anymore. For full terms and conditions, and if you want to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So it'll cost you a pound in your standard network message charge, but that pound will go to Comet Relief, and they will spend that to make people's lives better in Africa and in the UK. So you have to text the word Chris. No, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at you.
You're
right
amazing.
In the eye. I know. I don't know where
You're
I am.
You're amazing.
Text the word... Thanks. Text... Don't, because I'll get, like, giddy. Text the word Chris. All right, stop it. To 7...
He needs to sit down now.
00011. I had to look. Got me all going gooey. Whatever that means. Don't get images.
Sure.
Text the word Chris to 70011. We'll get a pound of your money. We'll give that to Comet Relief. We'll go straight to Comet Relief. It's not like I've all done to it for 6 months or anything. Text the word Chris to 70011 if you haven't done it already. And if you want to give us another pound, if you've done it already, that would be very generous. I know there are thousands of people watching online. There are thousands of people watching on the red button. Thanks for staying with us. We're here, in theory, till Friday morning at 10:30. That's the ideal master plan, which is stupid. Dave Vitti.
Thank you. I have a question. Why are many people on the text saying, go on small beans, or good luck small beans? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because there's been a few people saying, you know, go on small beans or good luck small beans. And I'm not fully aware of what that means.
Is that a code?
I don't know. Who's got small beans?
Cockney rhyming slang.
I don't. My beans are massive.
That's all.
So we've had about, we've had literally tens of thousands of texts into the studio. They're still coming in. I can't stop watching. I need to go to bed. Damn it, just says one of them. I'm in bed with tonsillitis, been watching this addictive red button coverage. Can't sleep, so it's going to be a long night. Says Michael in Bolton. Really?
Not Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
I don't know.
That'll be right.
We're still with you. Keep up the amazing work from Dave and Helen in Cheltenham. Hi. P.S. Best TV ever. After obviously all of your TV work. You know, God's Gift.
And those brilliant.
Street Mate.
Right, so it's 4 minutes past one in the morning. We have been on the air for 18 hours and 34 minutes.
Yay!
That's a lot, isn't it?
Which is ridiculous.
And we are now joined by our leader, Mr. Andy Parker.
Oh, yay!
There he is! My God, look at your hair! What have you done? He looks like he's had his curlers in.
I can't see.
Andy, the big boss, is going to be here. You can put him, do you want to put him on the camera? There's Andy there.
He is. Oh, look.
Oh,
look
at him. Wow.
He looks like a bouncer.
He looks like he means business. Overnight business.
He looks like he's from Sons of Anarchy.
Don't mess with me, all right?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like the biker gang. Yeah. Well-armed.
I tell you what, we did say this the other day. In all seriousness. He's the boss of Radio 1.
Yes.
Surely if you're the boss, you are allowed to go, and who's going to do that midnight shift? But God love him, he went, well, I'll do it. I'll come in and do it. So he's here. He's left his family at home. Did you? I bet you didn't get any sleep, did you? Did you? How much did he get? 2 hours. I said to him, I went, leave early, right? Go and see your family. Get to bed for a few hours, then get up and come in. He went, oh, I'll be fine.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah, well done, Andy.
Mucking in. Yeah. Love that.
Just remember when the contract negotiations come, how many extra air shifts we're doing for free. Just bear that in mind.
This has nothing to do with the fact that Andy Parfitt, our big leader, has turned up. But I'm going to go and change my trousers.
Right, okay. Well, there you are. And that's a good cue to play some more music then.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever, with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave for Comic Relief. Hour 19.
That's the Strokes. Undercover of Darkness on BBC Radio 1. And it is... What? Oh, and before that was DJ Fresh, Gold Dust. So I went for a little bit of fresh air again because I was starting to flag only a tiny bit. And I walked past the big TV in reception and I can see Alad and Davina like that. And I just looked at it and went, oh, God.
That's your favourite record of the moment, isn't it, Davina?
Favourite, yeah.
How does it go again?
It's like Botox. It's like Botox. And I'm mashing up your cheekers, and is it mashing up your airways? I know you can't. get last, enough of that song.
When was the last time you got some sleep?
It's like Botox.
I don't think it's Botox, is it?
No.
It's gold dust. Okay,
but she's saying, play it again.
Okay, all right.
Sounds like Botox, doesn't it? Like
excuse me. Excuse me.
It does right. Sound it like is. Botox.
Yeah, it does. Mashing up your airways.
I love Alan and Davina's dancing. I've been watching since I came back from college. Well done. It's great, says Will in Torquay.
Well done.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Big bit. All right. Woo!
Go.
No, but please, let's just stop.
Okay, scary. We're scaring everyone now. Okay,
don't
scary.
Think we can't see you dancing, Davina, says Emma and Gaz in Nottingham. Oh, and also, I just had to donate £10 online. Davina with her gold dust dancing is TV magic, says Kevo in Maidenhead.
And all I can say is thank goodness my children are in bed because they will never forgive me. If they ever saw that, they'd be like, stop dancing!
So many people watching. We've got people listening, obviously, but we've got so many people watching, which is brilliant.
I have never seen a full board of calls at 1 a.m.
Oh
at Radio
God.
1 ever.
Really?
Have we got people answering the phones?
Jack!
Jack Attack!
Midnight Jack, they call him.
Jack Attack!
Lord. No, thank you.
So, we've built up loads of breaks because we haven't had our official 5-minute break yet. So, we've built up 18 times 5 minutes, which is about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I'm just nervous about going to sleep because then I might
in case you go into the really, really, really deep sleep.
Yeah, or I feel worse than when I wake up.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm going to need Allard because my plan is to go for a rest. I'm now half thinking about sleeping on the sofa and not in the bed because psychologically if I get into bed, will that make me sleepy and tired?
Or you could do what some people do and just sleep on top of the bed in your clothes, in your coat.
I say have a relaxing sleep. Yeah. So 20 minutes. Use the bed, but we'll make sure it's 20 minutes so you don't get a chance to get into
a deep
sleep.
I think the 20 minutes thing is the good idea.
And then I'm going to need Allard to literally drag me into the shower. And I've never asked for that ever. Well, no, once before.
Mm. I will do it.
Thanks.
That was ages ago, though, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was
unfortunate. We were both very drunk, but what an amazing night that was.
And you blew out the light.
Well, I was like... Thank God it was the light.
Exactly.
That's what you call
160.
It.
160.
Hi, Andy. Anyway, so...
You did this. You looked up and you said, blow out the light. I went...
No, that's not... That's not
right.
No, it's so, even okay, worse.
Oh,
good.
Tell us more.
No, don't worry about it.
I don't know that story.
That's fine, and that's the way it's going to stay. So, it's 1:16 in the morning. We can do anything now. If anything on the radio we want, we can do. We can play song. We can request song parodies.
Yeah. Oh, I had an idea.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about funny names. So my dad went to school with somebody called Sean Hare.
Sean Hare?
Yeah. Or, you know, I was thinking if anybody knew or anybody could text in silly, funny names.
Oh,
like
so you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. No, bad trouble?
You're asking for trouble.
Phil Harmonic Orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody like that.
But you're not going to get those.
No, bad?
You're going to get a whole world of made-up rude names coming through on the text.
That's the naughty ones.
The naughty ones.
Okay, forget that.
And our leader and controller and boss, Lord Andy of the Parfit, is through the glass. Oh, he's asleep. That's fine. We're all right. No, he's not.
He's not.
He's there watching. He's complying as we speak.
I know he is.
Yeah. So, we can do anything. We can do anything we want. And people are still phoning in 03700 100 100. And they're texting in on 81199.
Tweet.
How about a very easy game? I had a sandwich earlier. Guess what was in my sandwich?
Butter.
Yes,
ham.
Was one of them. Yeah, it was
ham. Ham and cheese.
All right, it's gone already, but that's all right.
That's your game?
It was my game, then Davina's blown it.
Right.
I mean, you've had sleep.
Because you could have had guess who, what? Guess what?
Guess who, what? Yeah. Let's play guess who, what. Yeah. I don't know the rules of guess who, what, but it sounds great.
It was just a ham.
Or we could play the number game.
What's that?
I can't really remember. What is the number game?
We can play the chart number game with Davina.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Do you want to do that?
What?
It's a very surreal game. But it would be perfect for this time in the morning. Where will I find the chart numbers? Chart numbers are here. Okay, so the charts...
Dave, don't look at me like that. You've got your naughty face on.
I haven't got a naughty
face.
You're
about to do something really, really
I don't have
naughty.
A naughty.
Where are the chart show jingles? Okay, chart show jingles are here. Let's play the chart show game.
The official charts.
BBC Radio 1.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Davina, you have to guess what number the chart show lady is about to say. If you do, you win a prize.
Oh. Sorry.
So what number between 1 and 40 will the official chart show lady say?
37.
35. Oh, you were so close.
So close, nearly. So close.
So close.
Dominic, oh, by the way, I haven't said what the prize is. The prize is a kiss from me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dominic Byrne.
Yeah.
What number do you think the chart show lady is going to say to win a kiss from me?
I'm going to say 14.
14?
40.
Oh, 40. Oh. 40.
Oh. Oh, no.
Tina?
I'm going to say 5.
5.
6.
Oh! Oh, here comes Alan. Now, is the punchline going to be what you think it's going to be?
I think it's number 9.
Number 9. Let's find out.
19.
Oh, no.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I don't want to play anymore.
Go on, Dave. What number do you think?
I don't want to play anymore.
What number do you think?
Andy Parfitt just walked in.
Yeah, what number do you think?
It's like the big boss.
What,
just
what number do you think?
68.
68?
Oh, Andy, thank you.
68, let's find out.
65.
Oh! And to win a kiss from me, Andy Parfitt, the boss of Radio 1, what number do you think the chart show lady is going to say?
It's
21. 21?
21.
Yay! Here it comes. Oh! I really haven't had enough sleep, have I?
Not me.
It's 1:20 in the morning on Radio 1. Nero, and that's Guilt. Again, that'll be the new song from Nero, which we played.
We've heard that before, haven't we?
9, 10, 11, 12, 1. About 5 hours ago with Mr. Jam, we played that. So there you are.
It's nice to hear it again, though.
Isn't it? Do you know what's really weird? It's because you're losing all sense of time. I'm playing a song and I'm going, haven't we just played this? And someone goes, no, that was about 6 hours ago, Chris. And I'm like, really? But it's good, though. Mm. So we've come up with something to do. We're going to play the Barack Obama song game, which Davina, I don't think Davina's ever done, have you?
No.
All right. Would you like me to show you how it works?
Yes.
Okay, it's really easy.
I think I know.
Yeah, it's LSF by Kasabian. Well,
I know. And you've actually got to sing Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's actually done by the Vitamin String Quartet, right? I'll show you how it's done.
I'm anxious. I feel anxious already.
Now, watch and learn. You ready?
Okay.
It just goes like this. Barack Obama, 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 Barack Obama. Do you want to have a go?
Very good.
You know, I've got the power.
Barack Obama,
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
Barack
Obama. Barack Obama.
I have really sadly bought that on the parody album,
right,
and practiced it.
Oh, bless
That's
you.
How sad
it's hard,
I,
isn't it?
I really am.
It's really hard.
That's how sad Nana Windows.
God love you. Which should have gone to
1
in the charts.
Yay!
But I think got to
90.
There you go. All right.
88. 100.
You're all right, love.
Don't even think it was that high.
Who wants to do Barack Obama?
Well, I can't do Barack Obama because I was useless this morning.
Does that mean you want to have a go? Okay.
Go. Right, you know what? Practice.
Right. I know.
1, 2, 3, Dom.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
You're out.
Now, it's going for the Mabakaraka, isn't it?
I
think it's impossible.
I've written down the syllables of said contest on a piece of paper, which I'm hoping may help me with this challenge.
Okay, you ready?
Is that cheating?
No, not. Well, maybe.
Here we go. You can do it, Dave. Comedy Dave at 1:25 in the morning. Go.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack Obama.
So close!
I was nearly there.
So close.
Oh, that's so good.
But that's, but can I just say something? Yeah. That is cheating.
It is cheating.
Whatever. It is cheating.
Is it just me, or does your voice sound a bit weird?
What, now?
It sounded a bit...
Does it sound a bit...
You sound a bit
sound
echoey.
A bit Dalek-y.
Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because
I thought it was just my ears going mental.
The effect from the mystery voice from Nick Grimshaw's show is still on my microphone. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Can you do the low voice? The really horrible low voice?
Of course. Oh. Of course I can. Is that... That's not very low.
No. Go lower.
How low can you go?
Divina, stop telling me to go lower. You saucy little minx.
And then do the...
What? I don't sound that low. Do I sound? I still sound like me. Hang on. That's... what button? No, it doesn't work. I'm me and weird voice.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Is this making sense to anyone? Because to me, it does make perfect sense.
I just could hear like a slight Dalek-y noise, and I didn't know whether it was right. My ears or whether it was your voice.
It's the lack of sleep.
127.
It's probably the lack of sleep. When I press GPR1, I should come off, but I'm... I don't know what's going on. Don't worry about it. Right, I should be normal now.
You're yes, normal.
You are.
You're back.
Normal now?
No.
Normal now?
Yes.
Okay. Normal now?
No.
Okay. Dave, you were normal?
I am normal.
Dominic?
Yes, I should
Davina?
Be
normal.
I should be. I'm not normal.
I'm not normal.
How would a psychologist analyse this link?
Davina, how are you feeling? Are you not feeling tired?
Not at all. I'm so overexcited about being here.
Wow, isn't that nice?
And yeah. Sharing this moment
it's
with you.
It's lovely to have you
so
here.
So I'm quite overexcited, really. And I feel a little bit sad about going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really, really do. Really? Hello?
Oh.
It's a bit scary
so
now.
So surreal. You don't have to go. You can stay all night long, as Lionel Richie said.
Yeah.
Fiesta forever.
That's right.
Oh.
Whoa, what a feeling.
Love
we're
that.
Dancing on the ceiling. I think I'll be dancing on the ceiling in about half an hour.
Yeah.
I tell you how bad I am. I just looked at my watch and realised I'm not wearing
that's
one.
That's such a good song. All night.
Do you want us to play it? Long, all night. Should we play Lionel Richie? Yeah.
All night long.
It's such a party song.
Now, Andy Parfitt will either
really
go, you are not
one.
Playing All Night Long by Lionel
really,
Richie,
really
or he'll go, do you know what? Play it.
But if we could have a sing song, couldn't we?
Do you want Dancing on the Ceiling or All Night
All
Long?
All Night Long. All Night Long.
Would All you
Night Long.
All Night Long by Lionel Richie or Dancing on
if
the
you
Ceiling?
Don't text All Night Long, I'll be really
I don't know which one
see,
I want.
See, I prefer Dancing on the Ceiling as a song, but I think All Night Long is more appropriate.
No, because you could do the low bit. When it goes low, you go... All night, and then it goes down here, and then it goes all night long. You jump up like that. It's going to be great.
Can you imagine what Davina used to be like when she used to drink?
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
The woman used to drink a lot. It's unbelievable. Now she's serving as a judge. She's nuts. A-double-number-9, do you want to hear Dancing on the Ceiling or All Night Long by Lionel Richie? You get to choose, and what a treat that is,
who
by the way.
Who thought that those would be options in a 1:30 a.m. music choice?
I wonder what's normally playing now.
Not them.
Chase and Status, remix of All Night Long by Lionel Richie.
Line one what? Okay, line one is Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi,
Kim.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Pitsea in Essex.
Now, would you prefer All Night Long or Dancing on the Ceiling?
All Night Long, please.
Can I just read out some of the text? All Night Long, 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 All Night Long. Literally on the... Most people are going for All Night Long, which
Yay.
I'm really surprised by. Anyway, how are you enjoying it?
It's fantastic.
Really?
It's really good.
God love you.
I've been up since 6:15 watching you.
Yeah!
Wow. Thank you.
Really?
And I have, for every hour you've been on, I have texted as well.
Oh, God, I love you.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you. That's
but because I've done that, I can't drink any wine this weekend.
Oh,
no.
But you're saving lives, though, Kim. That's what you're doing. Mm. You've saved a life. You have, if you're giving us a pound
and every single penny of that pound goes to saving lives as well. That's what I think is so nice about Comic Relief, is that everything that you give goes to helping people out.
It's good.
So it's good.
Kim, we appreciate it. We really do.
Well, you've been doing fantastic all day.
Well, God love
Thanks,
you.
Kim. Right.
Have a good night, Kim.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
All our callers sound shattered.
She's nice, isn't she?
They're all nice.
Line two is Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Everyone sounds knackered.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah, whatever. Where are you from?
I'm from Cornwall.
How old are you? Have we put you through the voice effect machine?
That's his normal voice, I think.
You've got a very deep voice. How old are you?
17.
Yeah, I'm 17.
I'm 17. What time did you start watching?
I've been watching from about 7.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What's been your highlight, Zach?
I'm actually really enjoying Davina at the moment. She's hilarious.
Wow. She's very foxy, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's out of your league.
You had to say that, really, didn't you?
Forget it, Zach.
But thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zach.
Do you think she's got enough energy, Zach? Or do you think she needs to liven it up a little bit?
Well, if she can liven it up anymore, I think she should,
definitely.
Yeah.
I'm on the case.
All right, you're right. It's getting well. How old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, put it away, son. Stop mustering. Thank you, Zach. Have a good night, bud.
Cheers.
All right, okay.
Bye, Zach.
Line three is Elon. Hello, Elon.
Oh, my God, hey. Okay, Dave doesn't look very happy, okay?
I love her already.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier.
Sounds like me.
I've been listening for so long, like literally. I started listening when I was in primary school and I'm like going to university this year. Right, that's how long.
Yeah, don't make it sound like you're old.
How old are you now?
I'm 18 now.
18, and what's your favourite radio show?
It's got to be Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah! But Greg James is
See, Andy, she's 18.
Close first. That man is gorgeous.
Do what, Ellen? What?
Greg James has got to be a close first.
A close second.
Yeah. Anything, when he took his top off today, that was made my highlight of the day.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Ellen, you haven't seen me with my top off yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm waiting, but you're all over Davina. I'm trying to get in there.
You're trying to get in where?
Just there.
I've no idea where there is, but it's very
interesting. You're feeling a bit jealous of me right now?
Davina, really, if I was in the studio, there'd be no competition.
No. Oh!
Let's
bend.
Easy, sister.
Ellen, how old are you?
18.
Good Lord.
24. So the age gap.
All right, good Lord.
She's got it all planned out.
Yeah.
I'm from Loughborough, so if you are ever stopping by on the way down from London.
Sure.
Then me and you, I'll take you out.
All right. Brilliant.
Yep.
I'm a bit scared.
She's confident, isn't she?
A little bit scared. Just a little bit scared. How tall are you?
5'4".
Oh, too short. All right, bye.
All right. 4.5.
All right. 5'5's your cut-off, isn't it?
Oh, and I love that. When she went a bit short, she went 1.5.
Thank you.
It's a definite half.
Oh, yes.
Ellen, what time are you going to bed?
I should be going soon.
Are you what are you watching on the laptop?
No, on my TV. Oh, I'm looking right at you. Oh, that's weird.
Hi.
By the way, may I add, you're looking very trim.
Hi.
Yay, isn't he? Doesn't he look great?
I'm very surprised.
What do you mean very surprised?
Well, not surprised. Just last time you were
fat. Fatter.
You like your curries.
Yeah.
And still like your curries.
Yeah.
As I see from Twitter.
Yeah, what a weird way to chat somebody up. I was really surprised that you went really, really fat, Chris. Want to go on a date? Tempting.
This is my way with words.
Yeah, well, let's go and get to, I don't know what I'm saying. Fish and chips, I was going to say. I paused at the wrong moment.
Yeah.
Right, Alan, thanks for watching.
Thank you. Well done. Keep it up. You're all doing really
God
well.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can I ask you a question, Chris?
Yes.
This morning you were having a conversation about your twit relief thing on the internet, and what were you going to give, and that you didn't really actually want to see or touch anybody or meet anyone or do anything, and the curry was being bandied about, but I never heard what the final decision was.
I haven't come up with anything. So you're still doing
better than most people, including myself.
Oh, sorry.
With offering nothing.
And I haven't even tweeted about it since it went on as well, because I've been so
You're unreal. He's unreal.
Isn't he, Jess?
He's unreal.
I came up with a brilliant idea.
Go on.
Of how to win that whole twit relief auction.
Yeah.
Now, it's not practical at all.
Right.
But it's a great idea.
Okay.
You know how all these celebrities are giving prizes?
Yeah.
So we will follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you also get a prize.
Yeah.
So start donating and start bidding. Came up with the best way to be top of the list.
Yeah.
My prize was going to be, I was going to give the winning bidder half their money back, right? So yeah. The money would go to Comet Relief,
yeah.
And I would give them half their money back. Now, that surely has got to make it the number one prize.
That is very clever. Why don't you do that?
Because some clever smart ass will go, £100 million!
Oh,
and
okay.
I'll go, what? And then it'd be crazy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
I might just say, I don't know what I'm going to do for a prize. It's probably too late, isn't it? I can't do anything now.
It's never too late. Never too late.
You did talk about a jingle. Do you remember?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Sandy said he'd make the winner at their own personal jingle.
Because you could outsource that as well, couldn't you?
I hate to deliver bad news, but if I was bidding for a Chris Moores follow, I would want to meet you.
What's your prize, Davina?
Well, there's a story behind that one. So initially, without speaking to anybody, I went, yeah, brilliant. Let's get them down to £1 million drop and I'll take them on a tour of the studio and I'll give them a massive Davina hug. Because I like my hugs.
Yeah. Nice.
And they always go on for a little bit too long and I wait for the person to sort of pat me on the back as if to sort of say, can you now let go?
I didn't want those earlier.
Just one of those ones where my boobs just sort of gently squish up against you. Ooh, you know. So there's a proper full contact hug.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd promise one of those as well. And then I got a call going, it had gone live, it had gone out on the internet, and I got a call going, actually, you're not allowed to give away tickets to go and see the £1 million drop. I was like, why not? And they went, security?
Because
everybody's got to be security cleared. And if you can't security clear someone, then they'll just go, well, that's what I've bid for and that's not fair and blah, blah, blah. So we are putting something else on for another programme, but I'm not sure which one it is. It might be Got to Dance and it might be The Big Slizzard, but I'm not sure.
Either one would be brilliant.
Yeah.
But the hug is still
there. But the hug's there.
Yeah,
yeah, and the follow, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I just don't know what prize to give. But then,
I think a jingle and a meet.
Maybe I'll do that.
It's great.
A jingle would be great. A jingle.
You've got a meet.
How about a jingle and
you
and
have
some,
as well.
How about this? A jingle and some meat.
It's got to be both of
like
you.
Like ham.
No,
turkey,
not good enough. Like,
what about
not good enough?
What if I give them Alad?
No,
they
it's
can
got
use
to
him,
be you.
Car,
well, Alad's good.
Right.
Alad's good, but Alad should have his own twit meat.
He has.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes, you have. I remember I heard that this morning. But you should meet, don't you think, Alad?
Yeah.
Right. He should meet.
Meet and greet.
And greet. It doesn't even have to be
that. What is that, Alad? Do you want me to play a record? Certainly. Play. No, bros. Yeah. Not a problem. Sorry.
It's okay.
Right. How many hours have we been on the air? Okay. That's good. We get to play a brand new jingle. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
We haven't played this one yet.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave
and David McCullough
for Comic Relief.
What hour is it?
Hour 20.
Yay!
Hour 20.
Hey, we're in double-double figures.
Double-double!
Double-double figures, double-double figures.
If you've been with us since the beginning, well done. If you're still watching, thank you very much. If you're still listening, thank you very much. We're doing this all for Comet Relief. If you'd like to give us some money, you can text the word Chris to 70011. By doing that, you'll give £1 to Comet Relief. You'll help transform the lives of poor and vulnerable people in the UK and across Africa. It costs £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole of that £1 goes to Comet Relief, and they will spend it wisely on your behalf. Me and Davina can vouch for that.
We really can.
You've got to be 16 or over, ask the bill, pays permission, full terms and conditions, and if you want to donate online, you can go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. If you look on the screen there, text Chris to 70011. That's Chris 70011. Then Davina can do it as well. Look at Davina with a finger. Text Chris to 70011. There you go. It's clever, isn't it?
Thank
you. Come on, give us £1. It's been well worth it. And if you give £1, we will play the most requested Lionel Richie song that we've had tonight.
All night long. Oh,
which might not be that.
Which is actually...
No! No! No!
Text to Ed Chris to 70011. Thank you very much.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Which one is it?
With Chris Moyles
and
Comedy Dave for comic relief. Power 20.
Yeah! There she goes. All right. For the first time on Radio 1 since 1986, this is Lionel Richie. Don't sing, I'll ruin it. Okay. Davina's gonna dance, watch.
Come on and sing my
Davina's
song.
Gonna dance, here she goes.
All night long.
Go on, Davina!
All night long.
It's 1:43 in the morning!
All night.
Radio 2 are playing Chase and Status.
Yeah, I heard that.
New one. Yeah.
Once you get started, you can't sit down. Come join the fun, it's a merry-go-round. Everyone's dancing their troubles away.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It's amazing how it works to actually play this.
Oh, trumpets!
Oh, trumpet! Sorry, Andy.
Happy trumpets! Woo!
How good did that sound? It's Radio 1's special oldies show. We're educating the youth of today about the music of yesterday. Coming up next, Texas Midnight Runners.
All
thank
night.
You. And then Level 42 and a bit of Nick Kershaw.
All night.
Very nice. Andy Parfitt, the boss of Radio 1's gone, hang on a second, I'm working this out. Tomorrow night I'll come in and bring my record collection. Play this, Chris. There was all that. Simon Mayo, by the way, sent me a text earlier. He was listening to the show and he said, can you play me some Eagles, please?
Oh, we never did that, did we?
No, we never did. Whose show was that on?
Was that on Grimmy's show?
Right, let me go back and see if I can find
it. I think it was on, yeah, it was. It was on Grimmy's show.
It was 10:30 last night. 10, 11, 12, what, so just over 3 hours ago.
Because Grimmy didn't seem completely averse to it, did he?
No, I know. Oh, man, it's all good. People are still with us, which is great. We're pushing on through. Benji B's going to be here at 2 a.m., and then Dev's going to be in at 4, and he's going to recreate when we did the early breakfast show at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
Dev is going to recreate those days with us.
This would be brilliant, because neither you nor me fully remember those
days
anyway.
Can't really remember. And then at 6:30, it's us again. And then 10 o'clock, it's Fern. 1 o'clock, it's Greg. 4 o'clock, it's Scott. 7, it's Mr. Jam. Do you know what? I had such a good laugh yesterday, right, with all the DJs. And every show was slightly different.
Fern's fun,
different feeling.
Yeah, Fern's was like Fern's, but kind of with us there. Greg's was a little bit nuts because we had Richard Madeley and Philip Schofield come in, and then we had to do the chart.
Yeah.
Then at 4, we had such a laugh with Scott Mills' show. It was, I literally thought I was going to hurt myself laughing when we played Innuendo Bingo.
Brilliant.
It was funny.
Amazing. Yeah. Then Mr. Jam came in at 7, and we're on One Extra, and it just had a different feel to it. Then we were with Jimmy Carr and Verdon.
Yeah, which was fun.
Which was a mess, but it was fun. Then Grimmy. I've never been in Grimmy's company for that long.
It's nice, wasn't it?
We work opposite ends of the day.
Yeah, Grimmy just said he just got to know you a bit better.
Yeah.
Said he really liked it.
It was very relaxing, wasn't it?
I think we both walked away from it going, he's actually all right.
That's exactly what he said when he walked
Did he really? Well, I knew there'd be that going on. And then Davina McColl with us now.
Yay!
19 hours and 17 minutes we've been on doing the show for. And my voice is going a wee bit. It's getting a little bit deeper.
You need some honey and lemon.
How are you feeling?
I'm perked up again.
Good.
I really have. Good. And I just only joking. Can you imagine you get 5 minutes before breaking the record and you just keel over? Tired.
It's not going to happen, though.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because you're going to be brilliant.
Well, I'm feeling all right.
And you can absolutely do it. And I think what will happen is that you're going to have waves, but you just got to remember that it's just a wave and that you'll have a dip. No, not that way. No.
Okay. No. I'm going to have a dip in the shower later and a wave.
A fatigue wave.
You know,
what will happen is you have to ride that wave.
Ride that wave. Here's a question for you. Do you think, Davina, that your lovely husband will be waiting for you in the hotel
naked
when you get back? Or will he still be out on the razz with his mate?
If he knows what's good for him, he'll be there waiting for me. Yeah. But
or both.
But the chances are
he's not a sensible man.
He'll still be out, I reckon.
He likes a drink, does Davina's fella. We all went to some charity event that Sarah Cox asked us to go to.
We don't like to talk about the enormous good work we do for charity.
But we do a lot.
Yeah.
And really, nothing in the New Year's Honours list, please. And Davina's lovely husband, Matthew, was there. And I wasn't drinking.
Oh, he didn't like that at all, did he?
He was like this for the whole night. Have a drink.
He's awful like that.
Have a drink. Have a drink. And then I'd be like, oh, this night's freaking me out a bit. Do you know what you need, Chris? What? A drink. Have a drink.
He broke me.
Yeah. He broke me in the end.
He's quite naughty. And also, he's quite famous for topping up everybody else's glasses, but not finishing his.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's getting everybody else really hammered, but he's not at all.
We've got to close the phone lines because literally we've had a full board of phone calls coming in for the last couple of hours, hour and a half. Why have we got to close them?
Because we're not going to have the manpower to be able to keep answering them.
Right, so it's not fair for people to be phoning in. All right, but thank you very much for all your support. We really do appreciate it. It's great.
That's brilliant. Well done, guys.
A nice bit of Lionel Richie there. Andy Parfitt, the boss, is going, sounds good.
It's the new sound.
It's the new sound. That's what he said. It's the new sound.
It was sort of appropriate, you know, all night long.
Felt good, didn't it?
It was sort of the right tune.
Tell you what,
moment.
Andy, I've got all my Now albums from the 80s in the record box. If you want to go a bit mad,
why don't we just riffle through them in a minute?
We can go through that. We can pick a year, pick a track, and just play it and see what happens.
We can have our own golden hour.
Do you want to do a golden...
Oh, my gosh!
Do you want to do a golden 10 minutes, Andy?
Yes!
A golden 10 minutes between... Yeah.
Between now and two.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Where are all the CDs? Go and get them.
Then are you going to play my jingle?
I'll do it for you now.
Davina.
I'm going to do it for you now, Davina.
What? The piece of music that makes me want to cry.
Yes. Now, now what do you want? Because every day on Radio 1, we finish our show with a lovely little bit of music, which is our closing theme, which goes...
Oh, I love it! I love it already!
Now, is this the one you mean, or... Do you want
Christmas
the one without the drums
morning.
And without the guitar, which is just the strings?
No, I need the whole thing. No, it's too mellow.
It's lovely, though.
It is, it's lovely, but it's not the thing.
Abbey Road, Studio 2, where the Beatles recorded. We recorded this.
Golden 10 minutes, I need ready the to
thing.
Go.
Oh, golden 10 minutes, let's do it.
So you wanted this version?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. It's like somebody's put us in charge of our own radio station.
Thanks, Andy.
Yay! Woo! Sometimes I'm sitting on the tarmac at my house.
The tarmac?
Yeah, the tarmac at some house.
You live in an airport?
No. And I'm sitting there and I'm just listening to the radio on my own in the car. But the car stops for 10 minutes waiting for this.
Woo! I'm not 100% sure she's not back on the drink. I've got to be honest.
Important to get it out of your system, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
I feel much better now, thank you.
Right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 CDs, right? So, Davina, choose a number between 1 and 10.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Andy, choose CD 1 or CD 2? CD 2. Comedy Dave, choose a number between 1 and 18.
6.
Number 6. Oh, my God. All right, do you want me to tell you what you've chosen?
Yeah.
You have picked CD 2 from the Now series, Now 1986. Ooh. Right? And you have chosen Sly Fox, Let's Go All The Way. Which is a tune, by the way. And this probably hasn't been played on Radio 1 since 1986. Now, do you want to go with it, or do you want to take another gamble?
Twist.
What do you want to do?
Gamble. I'm not feeling this at all. Gamble.
Right. Okay, yeah. Do you want to go with the same CD and pick a different number?
I don't know about 86.
Are you sure?
Oh. Dave is the encyclopedia of music.
All right,
what do you think, Dave?
Choose a number between 1 and 10.
9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, what's a bad
idea? They're not in year order, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, I'm going to text now.
CD1 or CD2?
1.
CD1 goes into the machine, and then this is a really bad year, by the way. And he gets to choose a number between 1 and 18.
Stinker, 11.
11. Oh, you will so regret this. You will so regret this. You hate this song.
Oh, my God.
You hate this song. If I play a sound effect, Dave will get it. Right?
Mm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here comes the sound effect, Dave.
Oh, Wigfield.
Wigfield. Dee dee da da da.
You chose it.
Dee dee da da da. Oh.
Makes Sly Fox look good now, doesn't it?
I'll give you one final chance if you want to gamble.
Gamble!
Let Davina pick the next one.
All right.
Come on, twist again.
So choose a number between 1 and 10 for the CD.
2.
2. 1, 2. Okay, all right. Choose a CD, 1 or 2?
2.
Okay, oh God, Lord help us. Choose a number between 1 and 18.
3.
No.
6.
Doesn't have a 6.
I don't know.
7.
I love the way we have a golden 10 minutes, but it'll take us 15 minutes to work out one song to play.
Do you know why? What was it, 6?
Yeah.
6 is this. Which is Whitesnake, Is This Love?
It's too slow.
All right, choose another number.
Great track, though. Whitesnake.
Yeah. Too slow.
Give me another one.
Between 1 and what?
Just go.
12.
12? 12's not a bad song, actually. Do you know what 12 is?
Yeah.
Hue and Cry.
Hue and Cry! This was great!
It's 5 to 2 in the morning. I think we can get away with it. By the way, I pay my licence fee, and so do you, Davina.
Yeah.
God damn it, we play it.
Yeah.
If you've never heard the song before, I promise you will like it.
And if you don't like it, who cares what you think?
No, don't say that, Dave. Trust me, you'll like it. Sing!
And you said that you were caught about 7 years ago. Now you said that you were so tough. And I loved it, ooh. Now you were putting me down and I go to lay a new way. Down with the bad old Saturday days. Get away now. But now, too much pain for too little gain. And I feel like I'm gonna fight back right now. Gonna withdraw my labor from love. Gonna strike from the brain to get into your heart. Yeah. Withdraw my labor from love. Gonna strike from the brain to get into your cold heart. Ain't gonna work for you no more. Ain't gonna work. I know that you said it never was gonna be easy, but not this hard. You're so cold, so cold. The romance goes from the top. I says, great, my mistake was to love you a little too much. I'm gonna withdraw my labor for love. Gonna strike from the brain to get into your heart. Yeah. Withdraw my labor for love. Gonna strike from the brain to get into your heart. Get it.
work for you no more. Ain't gonna work for you no more. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And no way. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And no way. I want you. Don't need you. Don't need your tricks and treats. Don't need your administration. Your bad determination. Satisfaction, baby. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. In a way, yeah. I can't stand it. I don't want it. I don't need your pseudo satisfaction, baby. Withdraw my labor, the love. Gonna strike for the right to get into your heart.
How good was that?
Yay.
Hue and Cry from Scotland. I absolutely love Hue and Cry.
Yeah.
Love that.
With
what was that? What was that? Davina, you're getting delirious. Is it time for you to go to sleep?
I'm looking away from the camera now.
Yeah, if you don't look, then no one can see you.
It's 2 minutes to 2 in the morning.
By the way, do you want to know something funny?
No, I'm having a bit of euphoric recall. It's like I've gone a bit loopy-loo. I'm like...
I've got something to tell everybody, especially Allard. Approximately 10 minutes ago, Lionel Richie was trending in the UK on Twitter.
No way.
I love that.
Is that hilarious?
I look at Radio 1 and think it was us.
Do you know what? So good.
The thing is, in the middle of the night, you could take so over the good. World. We could literally choose the most random word and it would be trending on
By
Twitter.
By stealth.
Yeah. You know, it could be Davina. If everybody goes on Twitter now and writes Davina, we'll see if she'll be trending in the UK.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God. This is great. I'm loving this show. I really am. I'm having a ball. Right, Dominic and Tina are going to bed.
Bye.
Night, night,
not
guys.
Together.
Bye. Not together.
No. Bye.
Well done. Love you guys.
Are you going to bed?
I need to get a couple of hours in before the start of our show in the
morning.
Oh,
man. Really? Okay.
So who's not going to bed?
Me!
Sam and Davina, you staying?
Oh, sorry.
You can stay if you want. Not a problem.
Bye, good luck.
Bye.
Bye, night. Bye, 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 bye.
Only because we haven't said it for a while, I'm just going to say I'm going to send another text now because I've loved the last 2 hours. Oh. I think it's been so much
fun.
Alad. So I'm sending a quick text now for you.
Do you know
what are you texting?
I'm going to frantically text when I get
you want me to go there?
Are you texting the word Chris to 70011? By doing that, you'll be giving a pound to Comet Relief. It'll cost a pound plus your standard network message charge and the whole pound goes to Comet Relief. Got to be 16 or over and always ask Bill Pearce permission for full terms, conditions and to donate online. Go to bbc.co.uk /radio1.
Was that Chris?
Yes, to 70011. Yeah, and we'll get some money in the kitty.
I've enjoyed the last 2 hours. If you have to, do it with me.
But help Benji B, do you bring like a busload of people with you? There's 50 people in the other room. It's unbelievable.
Like a tour party.
It's really nice seeing what Benji B looks like.
Oh, you've never heard of him, Davina. Don't give it all that.
Yeah, I have heard of him, but I had no idea.
When's he on Radio 1?
In the middle of the night.
What time?
That's right.
And between 2 and 4.
You're good.
You're clever.
You are good.
Thanks, Davina.
What night of the week?
5 days a week.
No, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Thanks for trying, though, Davina.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you.
He's lovely. I'm staying. It's okay. Official. I've got my husband waiting for me in a hotel bedroom.
He's not.
I'm staying.
He's downstairs at the bar with his mate. I'm telling you.